Now I'd like to introduce Swami Aparnanji from the Vedanta Society of Berkeley, who will also share his reminiscences of revered Swami Prabhutananji Maharaj.
Now, tell me how to forget him. Very difficult. So this is the one great problem with all of us, whom we love, respect, and get something for our own life. When we miss that person, we feel very bad. But what can be done? But still, one thing that we feel very grateful to such soul is that in the midst of our busy life, there's every chance of forgetting some great ideal about our life. I mean, our spiritual aspect of growth. Because of that, we find the sages and the saints are the persons who carry the banner of the spiritual wisdom everywhere. What do? They establish the reality of spiritual truths. Because, as I mentioned, that we are monks, we embrace this life. It is a very serious type of life. Very serious type of life. So these souls establish the reality of the spiritual truths. Not only that, they open the ways to approach the divine and explain the nature of the truth in manners easily understandable by all. Their interpretation of the truth go very deep into human beings and appeal to not just reason and emotion, but something deeper than that. So my contact with Swami Prabhudananda lasted for many years. Memory is full of so many events. As our Swami Bhaskaranda mentioned, if we begin to relate our personal reminiscences with a very lovable one, there is no end. So what I've thought, let me note down some of my personal ideas about him and read to you so that I can finish it within the time. In 1979, when I was staying at the Vedanta Society of Southern California, Hollywood, as an assistant Swami, I visited the Bay Area and spent several days in San Francisco. Swami Prabhudanandaji welcomed me with an open heart. Long back, sometime in 1966 or 67, when I was in Delhi, I had met Swami Prabhudananda for the first time. After my arrival to USA, I naturally wanted to know about many things from our own Swamis. I remember vividly that during that visit to the Bay Area, I spent a few days at the monastery in San Francisco and some days at the Olima retreat. Swami Prabhudanandaji was very kind to also arrange my visit to see some of the important spots in San Francisco. On one occasion, I remember Swami Prabhudanandaji, along with another monastic member, came with me to board the BART from San Francisco to Fremont. And then we returned to San Francisco again. Beginning from May 1985, when I arrived at Vedanta Society of Berkeley as Swami in charge, I had many good occasions to meet Swami Prabhudananda and talk to him about our Vedanta activities in the West. I was very much impressed to see how he was so open and kind-hearted towards all people. I personally appreciated his outlook of carrying the banner of Vedantic knowledge to everyone, everywhere. One of my favorite occasions of being with him was the annual retreat at the Olima, also starting from 1985 onwards until the year I fell sick. I would love to go to the Shanti Ashram program every year. I enjoyed his, companionship, spiritual companionship very well. I personally enjoyed attending all the retreats of the Shanti Ashram for many years. Another important aspect of Swami Prabhupada's personality that I noticed was that whenever he would visit our Berkeley celebration 4 times a year, he would enjoy them immensely. He was so kind to talk to all the devotees, and all the devotees also would feel very blessed upon seeing his presence on these occasions. I am very grateful to Swami Prabhupada because whenever I would request something, he would agree to it. During the time when he was not physically well, Swami Prabhupada ji would still come to attend the Berkeley celebration. I also observed the other side of his personality, that he was a strict follower of spiritual life. He would give great importance to following the rigid rules and regulations of living a religious life, which I presume he got it from Swami Etishwarananda, a very senior monk of our order. Many of you know that Swami Prabhupada joined the Ramakrishna Mission of Bangalore and stayed with Swami Etishwarananda for many, many years and learned many unknown and important aspects of our spiritual life. So these are some of the ideas, and I thought, let me close with one. Hymns from the Guru Stotram, which I love very much. Dhyana Mulam Guru Murtihi, Puja Mulam Guru Padam, Mantra Mulam Guru Vakyam, Moksha Mulam Guru Kripa. The idea is we meditate. So the best aspect of meditation is to meditate on the Guru, the spiritual teacher. We perform worship of the deities. So the best way of performing worship is to offer something at the holy feet of the Guru. We learn many mantras and other things from various sources, but the few words that come from the gurus, the teacher, is the real mantras for the rest of our life. We seek liberation, salvation, and for that we go here and there, we do lots of things in our life. But the grace of the Guru is the only way to reach the ultimate goal. Thanking you.